Fox News Brit Hume gushes over Biden's address. One of the best, if not the best, speeches of his presidency. By Joshua Kaplan on October 19, 2023. President Joe Biden's address to the nation on Thursday evening was one of the best, if not the best, speeches of his presidency, according to Fox News chief political analyst Brit Hume. Biden, in a rare Oval Office speech, attempted to link the wars in Ukraine and Israel together and pledged to deliver to Congress a funding request of what is estimated to be approximately $105 billion in aid. The proposal, which is scheduled to be unveiled Friday, will allot billions of dollars in assistance to the two countries, along with Taiwan. "It's a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations," the president stated. During his remarks, Biden said Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Palestinian terror group Hamas represent different threats, however they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy. Speaking with Fox News anchor Brett Baer, Hume lavished praise on Biden's speech. "I think it may be remembered as one of the best, if not the best, speeches of his presidency. He was firm, he was unequivocal, he was strong. As he has been particularly in recent days before he went to Israel and while he was over there." Hume continued, "I was struck by the fact that he spent as much time as he did on Ukraine, and I think it was a good thing that he did. Because the aid for Ukraine package that he's talking about, and further aid to Ukraine beyond that, is in jeopardy." The Fox News political analyst also praised Biden for his remarks on Iran. "On two important counts, I think he did remarkably well and was quite strong, quite firm," he said. While Hume was thoroughly impressed with Biden's speech, some Republican lawmakers were highly critical of the president's remarks, specifically taking umbrage with tying together the wars in Israel and Ukraine. "What Biden is doing is disgusting. He's using dead children in Israel to sell his disastrous Ukraine policy to skeptical Americans," Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., wrote on X. "They are not the same countries, they are not the same problems. And this effort to use Israel for political cover is offensive," the Ohio Republican added. "Hell no." Representative Wesley Hunt, RTX, wrote on X. "A day ago, I told you Biden was going to demand Ukraine and Israeli defense funding be bundled. Tonight, Biden confirmed it. Here's what I will confirm: we must protect the American homeland. We must reject Hamas and their allies in Congress. And we must stop funding the failed proxy war in Ukraine. The appropriations must be separate. Full stop."